This weekend, CBS is showing a new made-for-TV movie that might as well be called The Day Before. Its real title is Day One, and it's all about the race during World War II to be the first country to develop the atomic bomb. It's also about what the winning country, which I guess is no state secret, was the United States, decided to do with the bomb once it successfully tested one. Ultimately, America dropped the first bomb on the civilian Japanese target of Hiroshima. One of the most haunting moments of Day One comes when the show recreates actual audio tapes from the bombing crew's radio transmissions to dramatize that mission.
Bomb away. Stand by for the tone break. And the turn.
Look at that son of a bitch go!
Okay. That was the reflected shockwave. Bounce back from the ground. Won't be any more. Stay calm.
My God. What have we done?
That mixture of military aggressiveness and sympathetic second thoughts runs through all of Day One. Producer David W. Rintels, who based his script on Peter Wyden's book Day One, Before Hiroshima and After, focuses on three main characters, two scientists and a general. There's Leo Szilard, an early proponent of atomic fission who wants America to build a bomb before Hitler does. Then there's J. Robert Oppenheimer, a fellow scientist whose interest is more mathematical than emotional. Finally, there's General Leslie R. Groves, who's given the responsibility of creating and overseeing a sort of scientific SWAT team, a group of America's best minds, all focused on the single task of building a nuclear bomb. Szilard wants to build the bomb but not use it. Groves wants it built and dropped, and Oppenheimer seems ambivalent. Brian Dennehy plays General Groves and plays him as a man not overly impressed by a room full of PhDs. Here, in his first meeting with Szilard and his group, Groves makes that point quite clearly.
When you do get your figures, gentlemen, just how accurate will they be?
At the moment, within
a factor of 10.
A factor of 10? That's idiotic. They're unusable. It's like telling a wedding caterer to have food ready for 10 guests or 1,000 guests. Now, just how do you expect me, if I'm supposed to produce a specific number of bombs per month, how do I build a factory based on such imprecise information? Shall I design for 3 bombs a month, 3/10 of a bomb, or 30 bombs?
You wouldn't know it from the Hungarian accent, but that's Michael Tucker, Stuart Markowitz on L.A. Law, as Szilard. He's good, and so is David Strathairn, who plays Oppenheimer. Fans of The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd will know Strathairn as Moss, the bookstore owner. All of them do justice to an intelligent and dramatic script, which ought to leave most viewers feeling a little uneasy. I should point out that Day One doesn't portray the joys of scientific discovery, the complex character of Oppenheimer, or even the Los Alamos nuclear test, as well as an American Playhouse miniseries did back in 1982. That was when Sam Waterston starred in a 7-part drama called Oppenheimer, which was great. However, Day One has a lot that the American Playhouse production didn't, including a lot more detail on Szilard and Groves, and, most important, on the White House squabbles about whether to drop the bomb on Japan. Those are the scenes that make Day One really special and really scary.